You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's drinking culture has inspired the start of a new safe drinking campaign which aims to educate migrants about the dangers of alcohol consumption and how to do it safely. Funded by Vic Health and managed by the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, the Connecting Diversity Project has released a series of videos in 7 languages to help migrant communities better understand healthy drinking practices. The Alcohol and Drug Foundation's Kate Nash says while Australia does have safe drinking campaigns, they are all done in English, which is a second language for most migrants.
It's very important that we get messages that speak our language, so literally speak the language we speak, but also speak our language in terms of the culturally mediated perceptions and attitudes that we have. And I think that in Australia, we haven't really been including our whole society in some of those conversations.
The videos were made in consultation with members of the Indian and Chin Burmese communities of Australia in order to ensure they adequately addressed cultural drinking differences. Drug and Alcohol Foundation Bicultural Officer Dor Ta Sung Tung En says the presence and emphasis on alcohol in Australia is very different to that of in many migrant communities. She says in the Chin community in particular, alcohol isn't traditionally a part of culture.
Being a Chin community member and working for the Chin community, this community is a very passionate and very caring and very church-oriented community. And there is no knowledge about the impact of alcohol within the community.
Due to cultural differences, many migrants are unaware of the dangers alcohol can cause. India Care Vice President Anne Shome says there aren't any educational programs in India because there's such a negative stigma attached to drinking alcohol. He says that means people often don't seek help if they have a drinking problem.
Traditionally in India, alcohol is something a bit frowned upon. So even if there are issues with alcohol, the tendency is to downplay that or not own it up.
In Australia, almost 7% of all disease and injury is linked to excessive alcohol consumption. While statistics in 2019 show Australians, on average, are drinking at the lowest level since the 1960s, as a society, Australia remains in the top 8 of alcohol-consuming countries in the world. Kate Nash says Australia's cultural acceptance of drinking makes it more important to ensure educational programs are accessible to everyone.
Every community in Australia is potentially affected by alcohol harms. It's certainly a significant issue in terms of injuries, in terms of preventable diseases, accidents, car accidents. But what we didn't have is a really good system for ensuring that every community can have access to reliable information and effective methods for harnessing their strengths and actually building their resilience from alcohol harms.
The campaign's educational videos teach viewers how to measure a standard drink, the impacts alcohol has on the body, as well as the health benefits of drinking less. It's hoped by making the videos easily accessible online on the Drug and Alcohol Foundation website, more migrant communities from across Australia will learn the facts about alcohol and how to consume it safely. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.